Our next step is to draw the free body diagram for this problem, showing all the forces that will be acting on our object. Now you can see that the force of gravity vector is drawn straight down. So even though we've tilted our axis so that the book is moving in the positive direction, the force of gravity still always acts in a way that is straight down. So you can see our vector for the force of gravity pointing in that direction. On the other hand, the normal force, you'll recall, always acts in a perpendicular direction to the surface. So our book, we have sliding down the angled plane. Our normal force is going to be perpendicular to that angled plane. So you can see that the normal force actually points directly in the positive direction or along our tilted y-axis. Alternatively, the force of friction is always acting against the motion of the object. So our force of friction is pointing in the opposite direction that the book is sliding, but it is still directly on our now new tilted x-axis.